Well, to the topic at hand, I am speaking to you on legal issues in the onboarding process, and this was actually my suggestion to the planning committee, and you may decide it was good, bad, or indifferent, but the reason I had suggested it was because really frequently I've got institutional clients who, you know, one of their HR folks will contact me and send me just a load of scanned documents saying, hey, we just need you to review all of our onboarding, or they may call it orientation, all of our documents that we basically dump on new employees. Some folks do it on paper, an increasing number of companies do it electronically, but there is just an incredible load of information there. And when I've done those review projects, it has been striking to me, you know, employers are trying to accomplish so many different things with that onboarding process. You're trying to do legal compliance issues that you have to do, like I-9s. You're trying to deal with other legal documents that, you know, may go over well or may not, like a non-compete or an arbitration agreement. And at the same time, if you read your HR magazine or other similar publications, you know, you're supposed to create this sense of workplace culture, this sense of belonging. You're supposed to, you know, inculcate your mission and vision as an organization, and all of this while some manager is standing off to the side saying, I need this person doing the work immediately. Why are you doing this quote-unquote onboarding? So I think it is worth talking about, and like Laura, I'm going to really focus on more of a practical discussion, and I know this room doesn't lend itself to anybody commenting, but if you've got a comment or a question, raise your hand and wave it at me, and we can have a conversation.